Hey guys, it's Felicia. I couldn't get a show together this week. It's too much. It's too hard. I do have a question though. What would it look like if we Black professionals in these Fortune 500 companies with huge brands went on strike? I was very inspired by the professional athletes that went on strike this past week. And I'm trying to figure out, what does that look like for the corporate world not to feel our presence, even if it's just for like a long weekend, like a Friday and a Monday, right? Like, what would it take to pull that off? I'm trying to figure that out. I think it's worth us exploring and trying to figure out how we make our absence felt, just like we feel the silence. That's what I'm trying to figure out, y'all. So I don't have a show for you this week. This week has been really rough for me personally, with everything and just trying to muster up the energy to fake it every day with them folks. And they're not bad folks, but they still them folks. And I do appreciate the few people who reached out and asked me how I'm doing. But y'all know what it is. And I'm trying to take my own advice, y'all, but it's hard. I'm like, gotta stay intentional, Felicia. What's your best possible outcome in this? But at this point, does anything even matter if they keep killing us? I look at my friends' kids, and I have some friends who have like young teenagers, not quite teenagers. Then I have some friends who have newborns and, you know, 1 year olds. And I'm like, what kind of world will they have to live in? Will they be mistaken and killed? My degrees don't protect me. I don't want this for them. So. That's my question. Hit me up. ask@trillmba.com. If you have any thoughts, suggestions, if there's anybody organizing, I can put it on my social. I just need to do something, you guys. Like, something's gotta really change. Sorry, this isn't really an episode this week, but I do have a bit of a consolation. If you go to trillmba.com and sign up for our freebies, you can hear the wonderful 35 minutes that Tia and I created for bonus content. So if you listen to last week's episode, Tia Cummings, VP of Marketing for Walker & Company, came on the show and just dropped so many nuggets. We had such a fun conversation. And then we ran out of time, and so she stayed and she recorded this bonus audio around making sure you have a point of view. So go to trillmba.com, sign up for the freebies if you haven't already, and then you will have access to that bonus content. And it'll be like you listened to an episode today. I'm sorry, y'all. I just didn't have it in me this week. But I took Monday off. I'm gonna get my life together. And so it'll be September, new month, new me. And I'll be working on September shows this weekend. So if you have any questions or any concerns, hit me up, ask@trillmba.com. If you need coaching, you can go to trillmba.com/coaching and sign up for a 30-minute session with me. I'm happy to help you strategize through all this BS. We're gonna make it. So just make sure you take care of yourself, stay positive, talk with your friends and family, put yourself first, and we're gonna figure this out. So until next Sunday, guys, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.